Bay's Tan Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
It's now time for Connecting Caregivers with author, speaker, caregiver advocate, and talk show host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
Caregivers around the world today, it's time to lift you up. It's time to celebrate. Good afternoon and welcome to Connecting Caregivers with me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers with love, laughter, and lessons learned. We got Ed on the board today. How you doing, Ed?
Merry Christmas Eve.
Thank you.
And to you.
Thank you.
You guys are all lit up in the studio.
Yeah, Lynn wrote these ridiculous, and for people that are watching on YouTube or Facebook, you see we have these ridiculous lights on our head.
Don't worry, no one will notice.
I feel like I'm the Statue of Liberty, really.
I feel very festive, and I don't care, and I have earrings with balls on them.
Just save that for Halloween and wear like a robe.
There you go.
Hold a crown up in the air. You
know? Oh my goodness. So how are you today, Lynn?
I'm doing well, and how are you?
And
welcome home.
Grateful. Yes, welcome home. I just got back yesterday from New York. So I went to New York for a few days to take care of my brother and give my sister-in-law a little respite care. It was challenging. It was joyfully challenging. We had some good times. It was some tough times. But I don't want to get into that right now. Make me sad.
So tell me about the new listeners.
Well, I think we have somebody called in. Somebody's on the line?
Yeah, Bernice.
Hello?
My Bernice?
Hello, yes, you're Bernice. Merry Christmas to both of you. Thanks for all the encouragement and joy and love you spread to everybody all the way up here in Canada.
Thank you.
Can you see us?
I can't. I'm going to go look in a minute. I can't do both.
Because we look very cute.
You'll laugh, I promise.
I heard that. I'm sure you... But you always look cute. But I love the way you put the fun and laughter into what's hard for lots of people and make us feel better. So thanks for what you do, girl.
Thanks, honey. We love you.
I wish we were closer because it's minus 30. That doesn't even mean anything to you. That's like 25 below. And the wind chill makes it worse. And it's freezing rain. How can it do all that at once? But we're Canadian. It's all good.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, you're tough. You're all tough.
My nose is starting to run just from her saying that.
We're tough here. It's hot in 75.
Yeah.
Be quiet.
All right, honey. Give your mom a hug for me.
I will. Happy holidays and best for the new year.
Thank you.
Wait to see you guys this year.
Yeah,
for
definitely.
Sure.
Okay.
All right, bye, baby. That was nice.
Well, those Canadians are so polite.
Yes.
And sweet.
And
Bernice special.
Is very special. And her mom is very special. Yeah. And Bernice is a fabulous caregiver to her mother.
She is.
I mean, there are caregivers there are a lot of caregivers out there. I see caregivers every day. You know that. Some are just so much more special than others.
And Bernie looked after her husband for years.
Yeah. But caring for somebody and actually living it with them. She lives it with her mother. They do things together. They stay active. How old is her mom? 99. Every time you see her with their mother, they go to a party or something. They have hats on or the Kentucky Derby party or the this or the that. And going in the pool. And when COVID first started, she would meet her mom outside. Then some other people came outside.
In the cold weather.
Yeah, but just to stay social
and
everything.
Yeah, she's wonderful.
So that's absolutely fabulous. Our newest listeners
are
Sylvia from Tampa, Patty from Pinellas Park, and Shirley from Seminole.
Welcome, ladies.
And like we always say, there's always plenty of room around the Connecting Caregivers table for more listeners.
A lot of room today. There's no one else here but us.
Yes, it's just us.
Ooh, scary. Scary. Hopefully we get a lot of phone calls. What would we talk about?
I don't know.
I'm not worried about you.
Don't worry about me. I saw this woman on TV this morning, though. She's a speed talker. She's a stand-up comedian, and she's something else. She talks so fast, it made my head rattle.
Really?
Yes. She was like, rah, 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 rah. I don't know. I didn't like it. She's from New York.
She won
the Guinness Book World Record for talking fastest or something, and then she beat her own record after that.
Yeah, but does anyone understand what she says?
I don't know. They showed her talking to some of her neighbors. They were just, like, looking at her. and smiling.
I mean, we could pretend to and talk gibberish.
Oh, we could talk so fast no one would hear anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. But right now, so my cousin Pete Camp wrote a song, which we play every year at this time. I think it was 2 years ago he wrote it. Yes. And there are five instruments in the song, and he plays all five instruments. He wrote the song, and he sings the song. He's like 21 years old. And we love you, Pete. So let's enjoy the Christmas tree. I just love that song.
Me too.
And you can find it on Spotify or Apple iTunes or wherever you buy that, all that kind of stuff.
All that newfangled stuff.
Pete Camp, yeah. It's very special. I just love it. Just like, you know, I always do, and I did it yesterday, or the day before, whatever, when I came back from New York. Like, we'll be on the plane before everybody takes off. I just put it on.
Do you?
Yeah. Yeah, I just put it on, and all of a sudden you see the people in the plane, they start to, like, do a little dance, whatever. Kind of cool. And then after that, I just go, I want to go to sleep. Don't talk to me.
I'm surprised you make it that far. When we went, where did we fly? We were flying, and we always take a window in an aisle because yeah. No one wants the middle. And I look over, we're not even off the ground. You're sound asleep.
My mother, when we were kids, we'd get in the car, we'd go to Rhode Island. We would be three blocks from the house. She'd be sound asleep. My dad said, leave her alone. Just leave her alone. She needs her sleep. Four kids in the car.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Somebody got somebody on the line, Ed?
Yeah, you got Heidi on the phone.
Hello?
Hello. I just wanted to call and say happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
Oh, honey, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. What a lovely surprise.
We're absolutely fabulous, and we're honoring all the caregivers today, and grateful for our family and our friends and everybody that support us in what we do every day.
That sounds really nice. It's nice that you guys get to do it today instead of tomorrow.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
tomorrow really we're nice. Zooming with my family.
You are.
Yes, Heidi?
Right, that's right.
That's right.
We Zoomed with my family last night.
No, but during Christmas Day, it'll be nice.
Thank God for Zoom. Thank God for Zoom.
Give my love to everybody.
So
honey.
Is your girl getting a lot of postcards?
She is. I was just going to say thank you guys very much for the postcards. She brought the one to Prague, and she says that because it wasn't part of the United States, she couldn't put it up, but that she loved it and told her to keep it at her desk.
Okay.
I didn't know you said Prague.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, so. She said no because normally she's not allowed to keep anything at her desk, so that's extra special.
Whoa. I did good.
Yeah. You did well, for sure.
We both did. Thank you guys so much.
Welcome, thanks for calling in, Heidi. We love you.
Okay, love you too. Bye.
Bye.
That's my niece.
Yes.
Isn't that exciting?
Isn't that exciting?
She's probably baking. She's a baking fool. Oh. And Naima, her daughter, wow. She bakes. They do sushi. They do everything.
I wish they lived closer.
I do, too.
Just to see them, but also they could make us food.
That's
my sister Patty, too, would be nice if she lived closer.
Yeah.
But my poor sister Patty, her oven broke.
That's sad? I don't know.
Because she's like baker extraordinaire, though.
Yeah, and you can't get one because of COVID.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's just it is.
She should do what you did, that rent a king and you can buy it from them. That's how you got your stuff.
Yeah,
They might not have it up in the boonies.
Though. I don't know. And yeah, maybe not. I don't know. And even I don't know how fast right now. You know, it's just with the holiday. It just seems
like I'll ship her mine.
Yeah. Just ship her yours. That would be fabulous. But yeah, she's making the best of it. She's having neighbors over and the neighbor's cooking the ham. And bringing the ham, because I think a lot of the stuff she can make in the microwave or the toaster oven or whatever. I'm just glad I'm going to my daughter's house. I don't have to think about nothing.
It's better to be without an oven than heat.
Yeah.
Because I imagine it's very nippy up there.
Oh, my God. She said it was like, with the wind chill, it feels like 3 below or something.
Bernie would laugh at that.
She said it... You know, it snowed, and then there was an ice storm, and it looks so beautiful. I'm sure it looks very beautiful.
Yeah, and it brings down the power lines, the ice. That's the bad part about the ice.
I seen some guy on TV, so he's trying to clean some snow off his roof. Because, you know, your roof could cave in if you have too much snow on there. And there's a small section, and all of a sudden, all the snow on the roof comes and pushes him off the roof down to the ground. Thank God there was a lot of snow, but it was like an avalanche. And he was just like, oh, don't have to clean it off now. It's all done. And his friend hands him a beer. But it was frightening when you saw him. It was like an avalanche. God. But do we have another caller on the line?
Yes, you've got Ruth Hartman.
Oh. Hi, Ruth.
Finland.
Hi.
I heard you talking about food and meals.
Yeah.
So I'm making my dad's meals today for this week. And first of all, thinking how grateful I am that I can still make those meals and he's still here to make them for.
And he still enjoys them.
He does. Well, my sister made some delicious ham loaf for tomorrow. And then we doctor up the other meals we get from other places for the rest of the week. But I wanted to call in today to thank you and Lynn for every week being on the show and telling us about all the people who can help us. So that's number one. Then number two is first you have to learn how to ask for help.
Mm-hmm.
You can have all the people in the world out there ready to help you, but if you can't ask for help, that was the biggest lesson for me over the last however long I know you, Linda.
Quite a while now.
And you've learned it now?
I've learned it. You betcha.
Good job.
Some people are slow learners. Ruth is pretty good.
So I just wanted to call in today with a thank you.
Thank you. And thank you for all your support. And thank you, because you know what? We spread the word, and then you continue to spread the word. You know, and you continue to spread to other caregivers, you know, about the show or the tips or whatever. And that's what we do, and that's what's so important, because I always want caregivers to know you're not alone.
Yes.
Absolutely. That's a really big deal, because you do feel alone.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah, and this is a tough time of year. It's a tough time of year that people are going through a lot of things. People are grieving. People are grieving the loss of their loved ones. So, you know, a lot of my caregivers, my support group, they're my friends. They've been with me for a long time. And there's been some losses in the past, like 6 months. So it's a tough time. But caregivers, please know that you're not alone.
Well, thank you. Thanks for everything, Linda. And keep up the good work.
Thank you, my friend. Have a delicious day.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
She was very kind.
Yeah, she always posts great pictures on Facebook, too.
Yeah, and she's another great caregiver.
Yeah.
Great caregiver. She dresses her dad up. He has people come in and visit them. You know, she has great caregivers that work with her. It's fabulous. We have someone else on the line.
You got JJ on the line.
Hey, JJ.
Hey, ladies.
How are you today?
Have a blessed holiday, both Lynn and you.
Thank you so much.
Well, I just heard you saying better than being up north, and I'm in Georgia, and I'm waiting for the furnace repair man to come right now.
Oh, no. My goodness. What's the temperature there?
I beg your pardon?
What's the temperature there?
I am so grateful. Today it's in the 60s, and the last day it's been like in the 40s, and at night in the 30s.
Oh.
Yeah, it's been cold here, too. We hit in the 40s at night.
I don't like that.
I looked it up. Well, I want to tell you, ladies, I am so grateful. My caregiver journey, and Linda knows, Mom was with me for 31 years.
Wow.
And it's a difficult holiday because she passed in November. Lived to a ripe age of 99.
Oh, like Bernie's mom.
Yeah.
And I will tell you, if it was not for Linda's support group caregiver meetings, I think I probably would have pulled my hair out by the roots at times.
Oh, how nice.
You are also blessed with what you do, and I want to wish you the happiest of holidays. I have reached out. I've got a lot of friends that I went to college with down there. That are now caregivers. I've reached out to them and encouraged them to tune into your radio talk shows.
Thank you.
And our support groups.
Thank you, my friend.
They're as stubborn as I was in the beginning. I was on a treadmill of just doing, running, reacting, fixing things, taking care of things. I didn't slow down to realize it's okay to ask for help.
Yeah.
And Linda's Zoom meetings have taught me how to ask for that help. And I've made so many great connections.
Yeah, because you get to be friends with the people in the support groups and the journaling workshops and stuff, because we share intimate stuff. But we, you know what it is? What I like about it is what you see is what you get. Everybody is just straightforward, honest, because we know that we all go through different things and have tough times, and we get to share with each other.
That's so true, and everybody knows my pink bathrobe.
Exactly, your pink bathrobe.
My pink fuzzy bathrobe.
That's very true, Joni. It's very true. Oh, my goodness.
Well, you have a wonderful, wonderful, peaceful holiday season, and thank you for all you do. It's so appreciated.
Thanks, honey. God bless you.
God bless you, too. Bye-bye, Lynn.
Bye-bye. Nice meeting you over the phone.
Nice meeting you, too, over the phone. Hopefully, I'll meet you in person soon.
Exactly.
Sounds good to me.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And now it's time to hear from our wonderful partners, because you know the deal, if you don't hear from them, you don't hear from me.
People might be happy today not to.
And don't go away.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Are you looking for compassionate and dependable home care for you or a loved one? Assisting Hands Home Care, serving Pinellas and Pasco counties, can help.
The day came that taking care of my mother was no longer the best thing for me or for her. Between kids and a job, I couldn't give her the attention she needed and deserved, and I was overwhelmed. So I reached out to Assisting Hands Home Care. Now I can see what an important decision that was, and I feel confident that my mother has compassionate and dependable caregivers who help her to stay happy, healthy, and home. Today, I'm able to visit with my mother and enjoy our time together, which is exactly what we both needed.
Assisting Hands Home Care. Call today for your free in-home consultation. In Pinellas, call 727-748-4211 or visit assistinghands.com. When you can't do it all, give Assisting Hands a call.
Arden Courts is not just a place to live. It's a place to call home. Residential living combined with quality caregiving. This is the philosophy behind Arden Courts. Communities created exclusively for individuals with Alzheimer's disease and related dementia who would benefit from a safe and structured environment. For additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides, call 888-478-2410 to locate a community nearest you. Inquire about our educational seminars, resource library, or support groups, or simply feel free to ask questions you may have about Alzheimer's and related dementias. At Arden Courts, we know, we understand, and we can help, because memory care is all we do. Remember, call 888-478-2410 for additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides.
Introducing the life-changing Footbar Walker.
I'm Peggy from Danville, Kentucky, and I'm 91 years old. The Footbar Walker revolutionized my care of George. It absolutely benefits the patient and the caregiver both, and that's the beauty of it. It's so easy to use. It folds up just like a dream. I got it in and out of the car without any effort at all. The saving that I made from having to put him in a nursing home came to about $192,000.
Does someone you love use a walker? Do they struggle to get up from a seated position? Are you a caregiver dealing with physical pain and stress as you help your patient? The Footbar Walker was designed to assist not only the patient, but also the caregiver. Patients have more control standing up, and no lifting from the caregiver is required. See how it works at thefootbarwalker.com. That's thefootbarwalker.com. Peggy, would you recommend the Footbar Walker?
Do I ever? I would not be in the health that I'm in today at this age had it not been for the Footbar Walker.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom
for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Okay, caregivers, now it's time for the caregiver affirmation. Take a minute. Take a deep breath. Sit down. Close your eyes if possible and just listen to these words. I know on my journey there is help and hope. I affirm that I am a good caregiver, that I try my best each day, and I recognize that I deserve to have my own needs met just as much as those for whom I care. I promise I will not allow myself to be consumed by my caregiving role, and I will set aside time in my busy schedule just for me. I am mindful of the other caregivers in my life, and I will let them know that I appreciate their efforts. I am grateful for the people that walk beside me. I will take good care of my own health physically and spiritually, drink enough water, eat quality foods, allow for time to rest and to exercise, laugh often, if only at myself, and seek medical attention for my own health concerns. I am who I am, and I allow others to be who they are. Today I will add one item to my assisting angels list. Then if someone calls to say, let me know if there's something I can do, I will be ready to accept their offer and provide them with the opportunity to assist me. It is an honor to be of service of others, and I will not deny my friends and family this honor. Okay, think about it, caregivers.
So it's just like the people that called in today, they said you need to ask and accept help.
And you have to know you need it.
Yeah, you have to know
you
need it.
That's the trouble sometimes.
Yeah, I think that's the trouble a lot of times. And then I think there's also the other issue with that is it's my responsibility.
Yeah.
This is my spouse or my mom or whatever. It's my responsibility. But as we both know now, you can't do it by yourself.
No, but I remember Christmas. I didn't really know what was wrong with it. I was a little forgetful, but right. There was one Christmas, and my husband was very generous, as you know.
Yes.
And gave me beautiful jewelry. And then he had been to the mall, and he said to me, he saw a beautiful gold bracelet for a man. And it was something to do with hasps from the boat. I don't know what anyway, but he said it was so beautiful. And I thought, and it was really expensive. And I didn't have that. I put some on a charge card. I rolled coins. And then any money I had, I went and I bought it. I was so excited because he was so good to me. And now I'm giving him. And he opened it and he said, oh, what's this? That's nice.
Oh, my God.
And I said to him, but you remember you really liked it? He said, no. And I still wasn't 100. I was like, that's when I, you know, hindsight.
That's when you know something's wrong.
But it's hindsight.
But you still don't know, right?
I didn't know. And I thought, I broke my neck to buy this. And he's like, oh, well, that's quite nice. But, you know, I have this one that I, what are you going to do? Goodness. You just say, okay.
Yeah.
We can cut it down for me. But actually, he wore it all and did love it.
Yeah.
He did. I still have that one.
Some things you save.
Yeah. I mean, his daughter got the horseshoe nail one because they're all into horses, where with me.
And that was cool. You had that bracelet made out of horseshoe nails.
Yes. Well, it was actually 14-karat gold, but they used a horseshoe nail as the
model.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then he lost. Cool. Remember that time I had it made for him?
Over my house or on the way to my house.
It was on your way to your house.
You had a flat tire or something, wasn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. And the thing is that one was made out of all his sister, because he didn't get any. His sister had a lot of jewelry, and he didn't get anything. It was all ladies, so I melted it down and had it made, and that's the one
he
lost. But I had one made down here.
Yeah.
Because he really liked it.
That was a beautiful bracelet.
It was. Cheryl wears it. She can wear it as an anklet. That's how big it is. He was big.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, yeah.
But, so, you know, caregiver contest.
What about it?
So we've picked a winner for the caregiver contest.
You did, because I didn't know about it.
Yes, and her name is Ramona Stevens, and she is from Sarasota. And Ramona takes care of her mother, Ramona, and she takes care of her aunt, Rosie. And she was nominated by actually two different people who don't want their name used on the radio, but one is her neighbor. And one is a professional CNA that comes in and helps part-time. And she said, I come in and I help, but nobody is like Ramona. She said Ramona has the best attitude all the time. She said her mother has dementia. Her Aunt Rosie, I don't know what the issues are, but she has to have full-time care also, Aunt Rosie. And they said that she's always joyful. And she was even too embarrassed to come on the show or to talk on the show, because I was thinking Sarasota maybe still, you know, no, because she's a very humble woman. And so,
unlike us.
Yeah.
We'll go right out there.
You're like, yeah, I come, especially if you're giving me a gift.
Do I get there? How much time do I have?
A present. How soon can I be there?
Yeah.
So what Ramona is getting, she's getting 5 books about caregiving, 5 books that I feel are the best books about caregiving. She's getting $10 in Amazon gift cards.
Wow.
A Target gift card. A gift card for a haircut. And a gift card for massage with Massage Envy. And then some other swag that, you know, swag given swag people give us. I think there's a candle, and I think some Scentsy. So, everything is going out in the next day or two. So, Ramona, watch your mailbox.
Yeah, don't watch too carefully, because the mails are slow.
Yeah. But, just know that we are grateful for what you do.
Yes.
And we're grateful for what, the people that work with you do. and the people that nominated you. And Lynn and I are just grateful for all the caregivers. Because there are a lot of caregivers that nobody says thank you to them. Nobody even says please to them. And Ramona, you are loved. And I'm so happy that your mom and your aunt have you. Because there are people that don't have anybody. And that's really important. So Ramona, watch your mailbox. It'll be coming soon. And hopefully sometime in the future, we'll get to meet. I do some business in Sarasota. And maybe
you have family there too?
Yeah, and I have family there. So maybe we'll come down to Sarasota and have a little lunch one day. That would be nice. Because I love meeting the caregivers, you know that. Lynn and I were just talking during break, so I'm going to Seattle, Washington in May to visit two caregivers that come to my support groups that we met via Zoom. And so Mary Jo and Jack passed away a few months ago. But Mary Jo is another one of those very, very special caregivers. You know, I was thinking, so I was at my brother's for a couple days. And there are tools you can have and things that you can do to make it easier for yourself. So Mary Jo was always good at that. She would find the thing on Amazon. You know, the clock with the big letters that said the time and that also said the day. I'm going to get one of those for my brother and send it to him. Because I can't tell you how many times he would ask me, what time is it?
Does he have one of the watches?
And what day? Yeah, but he's not going to do it that. I need something big on the wall.
Oh, because it talks to you.
I know, and Amazon sort of talks to him sometimes. And he's got one that's Amazon and one that's Alexa. One reminds him kind of about his medicine.
Because he can ask Alexa.
No, but he doesn't.
Well, yesterday when I was visiting my friend who has one of those watches, tell me that time's wrong on it. He says, it says 2 o'clock, it's 3. He goes, yes, when I press a button, I know, add 1 hour. I said, well, give me the book. I don't know where the book is. I said, well, Mary does, but I couldn't stay, and we never got it done. But it's an atomic one. I thought it would automatically.
Yeah, usually it does.
But he must have changed from daylight saving to Eastern or something.
Maybe.
And he just pushed something. Yeah. And he says, I don't know which one to push. And I mean, so I said, all right, well, you know how to handle it.
Yeah.
But anyway, so your brother.
So, you know, I'm going to get that for my brother. I think that would be really helpful.
Well, do you talk to it? Or he can see?
No, he'll be able to see it. Because like that clock there, it's big letters.
Yeah. You see, and then Tommy can't see.
Yeah, it would say Tuesday underneath it or whatever.
Yeah.
So I think
I should get one of those. I never know what day of the week it is, especially doing the show on Fridays.
Yes, I know. I'm still confused about that.
I know. It gives me a nice long weekend.
Yeah, it does.
To do nothing as usual.
It's still confusing. It's just confusing.
It is.
So, and I'm so confused too, because all my support groups and my journaling workshop, they're all changing days and times. So I'm like, what day is it? You know how it is. I have to look every day to see what I'm doing today. Yeah. And tomorrow and the next, you don't know how many times I look at my phone and I look at what I'm doing all week, and then I gotta look about an hour later what I'm doing Tuesday.
When we're sitting at my house, you look, oh yeah, what was I doing? You're back on it every 2 minutes.
Yeah, I don't know what I would do. How would I remember all that stuff?
See, I'm very lucky. I just have a blank calendar.
You don't have a lot of stuff to remember, though. You know, the other day I'm booking, so we book guests for the show. We have 1 or 2 guests to show. And then I book guests for my podcast. And then I'm the speaker chair for Kiwanis, so I book a speaker for Kiwanis every week. That's like 3 different calendars to take
care
of.
That's a lot.
And that's why I do all that manually, you would do. Now I had to get 3 new calendars. So, but that's all good.
Well, I just got another one from Mark Vernick.
Yes, I need to get a Mark Vernick calendar.
Well, remind me when we go back to my house. I have 2, because when I was there, I asked for one. He says, I'm going to mail it. I said, well, then forget it. He says, you can have 2, so you can have one of his.
I would like to go out and get my own. Well, so I could see Mr.
But you
Vernick.
Need 3.
Because he works so far away from me.
I know, the back door. It's wonderful.
It's unbelievable. He's a great guy. He's a great
And it's a pretty calendar guy. This year.
Yeah, he always does stuff classy.
He's very classy.
I've been seeing a lot of photos lately with him and his grandson.
He's just
3 years old.
Who's going to be like 6'6".
Yeah?
That's what I was talking to his mother. His mother's the receptionist now.
Oh.
Sarah. And he said, so tall.
Yeah.
Did Ed say?
I thought so, no.
So I told her what I had heard, whether this is true or not, that when a child's three, double it, and that's their height.
Oh, how tall is Isaac going to be?
I don't know how tall he was at three.
I don't know. But he's always been tall.
And it could be a fish watch tail, my mother told me anyway. But that's what I was told, so she figured 6'6". It's not from Mark's side of the family.
Right. Who knows? Who knows? So I was thinking about some Christmas stories. Christmas past and different stuff. And I was thinking about Christmases with my dad, and when my dad was ill and he was in the hospital bed in the house. And my sisters and my brother, we would all come, and my our husbands and wives. And one Christmas, Heidi gave us food for Christmas. My stepmother gave us containers with meatballs and spaghetti pie and quiches, because she's the most fabulous Italian cook there is. And so I have an entire suitcase filled with frozen food. And I leave my dad's to go home. And I'm in the car going to the airport, and snowing and snowing and snowing. And then I get to the airport. I don't know. I don't remember if it was JFK or LaGuardia. And they're canceling flights. And they're canceling flights. And they're canceling flights. And you know that they're going to probably cancel everything. And people are cranky. And it's later in the day. A lot of the concessions aren't open.
Or they're open. They have nothing left. Yeah, if everything's canceled.
Because everybody knows. And all of a sudden, you can see through the glass window, this one plane comes in through the snow. It's like, you know, like on one of the Hallmark Channel movies, what it looks like. It pulls in, and all of a sudden, they deplane, and it was all boys from Afghanistan. They all got their, you know, camouflage stuff on and everything. We start chatting, and one of them was very ambitious, and he and I found some weight. Some staff at the airport, and we took all the food out of the suitcases and heated it up and had like a buffet for all the service guys and everything. And it was such a fabulous, fabulous time. Well, this is probably like 8 years ago, I think.
At least.
About 3 years ago, I get a email from this guy, and he says, I came down to visit my grandmother in Florida. And I was taking my grandmother out to lunch, and she said, no, I want to listen to my caregiver show, and then we can go out to lunch. He said, and we started listening to the show, he goes, and I heard your voice. He goes, and I said, I swear that was the lady from the airport. So he Googled me, and then he saw my picture, and that was the lady from the airport.
Isn't that cool,
The chances of that happening, and not only did it make me, like, so happy and grateful and everything, but I know it did my dad, even though he's in heaven. Would be like so happy to hear that, and just the little things that happen in life is very serendipitous, you don't know.
I didn't tell you it's my anniversary today. 35 years ago today, I moved to Florida.
35 years.
And then that Christmas Eve night, I ended up in the hospital for an appendectomy.
Oh my God.
35 years. Wow. I was cute then.
You're cute now.
Yeah.
But we were very cute.
I think. When I look back at pictures, I used to say, oh, you're too fat. You're too this.
Now, and now you look, you go, damn, I looked really good.
No, I wish I looked like that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, 35 years. Whew. I've lived here longer than I lived anywhere. I was only in New York 15.
Yeah, you were like a little vagabond before then.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what, you were in Canada?
First, 18, then I was in New York, 15, and I was in Pennsylvania, 2 or 3.
Yeah, that was fun, Pennsylvania, though.
Not living it with my husband. We owned a motel, and my husband didn't want people using his pool or walking on his grass, and so there were a few problems.
No, and I'll never forget, there was that one room, and it kind of had, like, the floorboards weren't really strong.
No, the joist was so far apart that the floor was bouncing.
So Jack says, no, don't rent that room to any fat people. And then, so this guy comes in, and he was like Jack Spratt, you know, he was like as skinny as this. And Jack rents him the room, and his wife gets out of the car, and he's like, oh, my God, are they going to fall through the floor?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I know.
We had so much fun though.
Yeah.
And then Lynn had a hot dog truck.
Yeah, it was a hot dog lady.
So you could just see her. So, you know, after a while, you know, she fixed up the whole place. They did everything. All was really nice. It gets kind of boring. So she gets a hot dog truck because it was on Route 611, right?
Yes.
The Poconos.
And all the truckers stopped by.
All the truckers. And it was only Cyprette dogs.
Cyprette, yeah.
And we had some fun. We were young then, too. And we would be.
Well, that was before I came here, yeah.
We'd be selling them hot dogs. And
that was fun.
All the different people you got to meet and everything, and the tattoo guy, and and then the kid, the heist.
Oh, yeah, the big heist.
So it was like some kid that was like, before he got on the school bus, would run across the street to the hot dog stand and open the window and steal some chips or some soda, you know, whatever. And so Lynn's husband, Jack, finds out about it. He like calls the cops to do a sting on this kid. The poor kid is going to go to jail for the rest of his life.
Three cop cars. This is a small town. Three police cars. And they pull, and I'm crying because I didn't think it was a nice thing to do. And then, well, the guy, the little boy came back later and said, you know, after they took him to the police station, he came back, he says, I will never do it again. And here is $10. And Jack says, I will give that to the charity. And then the little boy left and he pocketed it. I thought, jeez.
My husband. He went to the Jack charity.
Jack was a lot of fun.
Jack was a lot of fun. We had a lot of, you know, we were.
He kicked you out one night. At midnight.
Well, yes, he did that too. Me and Nicole.
Yes, he did.
She was little.
There was some, every time we turned around, there was a problem.
Oh, I know. I know.
The place broke down constantly. But it was in 1800.
You know, we were so lucky because we became friends first and then our husbands became friends. That doesn't happen all the time.
No.
Because they were so different.
Well, Tommy did all the work in the house part of it for us.
Yeah.
And that's when we became really good. Jack became good friends with him, and your brother-in-law, Chuck, helped.
Yeah.
And,
and Jack harassed him.
Well, Chuck had a, what do you call it? Needed a root canal. He was in such pain, he couldn't eat. And I used to cook for them every night. God bless them. And I made pork chops, and everybody had, well, Chuck couldn't eat. So Jack put dog food in front of him.
No!
Soft dog food.
No!
I just went,
oh my goodness. And they just laughed.
Chuck did. Chuck's a good sport.
Chuck is a good sport.
And Tommy, your husband, of course, he thought it was the funniest thing ever.
Of course. Of course. So, you know what? When you get together with your family and your friends, just talk about some old times when you had, everybody's had good times.
Yes.
Talk about those good times. I always feel so good when we talk about when we did this or when we did that, or we rented a limousine and went into New York City and lied to our husbands about how much money it cost.
$25.
Oh, we got a deal.
$25.
Yeah, we got a deal on this limousine.
It was $300 back then, eh?
What was that show that we went to see and then we walked out?
We didn't. It was a big popular one and we did
Follies
not
Bergère.
Like, yeah. I mean, it was the show to see and for some reason we didn't like it.
Yeah.
So we went up top of that building that went around with
that
the drinks.
That was so good for you.
No, the motion. It wasn't the 12 vodkas. It was that. Whoa.
Yeah, but we had a lot
but
of
But you're right, because I went to stay with my friends who aren't doing too well for 10 days. And I just went back and saw them yesterday. And we laughed. We're always talking about the old. And we had some good old times, too.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But so we need to do that because, you know, we still all have that. And your loved one still has many times their memories from before. Like you're saying, the people that you went to visit. You know, they might not know what they have for breakfast today or yesterday, which I don't.
Because you had nothing today.
No, I didn't have nothing today.
She had nothing in her house when she came home.
No, because I went to Germany. I didn't shop before Germany. And then I came. All right, so you know what my Duke Energy bill was?
You and my sister. Go ahead.
$65.10.
My sister's was 116. I'm always lower than her. Mine was 142.
Well, we were in Germany.
Yeah, but Joan wasn't. Joan's was $30 less than mine. I don't know what I... Well, I like the heat. I mean, you know, 74. I left it on 74. I mean, if it's...
Now you have all those Christmas lights.
That's what did it. The Christmas lights.
I can remember one year when we were kids and there was like an electrical shortage or something and nobody had Christmas lights one year. Well, do you remember that?
It could be.
On Long Island?
Well, I didn't live in Long... Oh, not when you were a little kid, I didn't live
no,
there.
No, I wasn't a little kid. I was like a medium kid. No, you
I still
came when I was
there.
In my 20s. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. But it was there was some, like, power problem or something.
Do you remember the lights?
Ed is looking at me like, what are you talking about?
Do you remember the lights I used to have at my house?
Yeah.
That took me 11 days or 8 days to put up?
Oh, my God.
It was like a ballpark. Jack put in an extra panel. Our bill would
go up. An extra electrical panel.
He did, for the Christmas
lights. For the Christmas lights.
And it went up $150 that month.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Merry Christmas, Duke.
Merry Christmas.
Are we supposed to break?
I have to tell you.
I think so.
Yeah. Well, I think we have somebody on the line. No? Okay. So then it's time to hear from our fabulous sponsors. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
It's going in. Thank you.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Choosing the right chiropractor is an important choice to make. Located in Seminole, the Alexander Spine Center team is trained on the latest chiropractic treatments and technologies. At Alexander Spine Center, you'll find chiropractic and physical therapy care that is safe, effective, and a natural approach to pain and other health-related issues. Chiropractic unlocks your body's potential and natural healing process to ensure your life is a healthy life. We treat clients from the womb to the tomb. Call 727-397-3000 for a free consultation today or visit our website at www.alexanderspinecenter.com.
They take good care of me twice a week. And did you know they got the Reader's Choice Award for 2019 for the best chiropractic in Pinellas County? So check them out. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, their goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and 4 theme houses. It warms my heart to see how happy the residents are. Please call or stop in to talk with a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800, Largo 727-559-8411, or Palm Harbor 727-771-1600. Give them a call.
Guaranteed to make you laugh through your tears, Linda Burhan's book, Good Night and God Bless, is filled with humor and heartfelt inspiration to aid anyone facing the challenge of caring for a loved one at the end of life. Her story offers hope for human strength and understanding of weaknesses during a difficult time. Life doesn't normally prepare us to become a loved one's caregiver. When it happens, it's usually sudden. A diagnosis of an illness, age-related frailty, dementia, and life suddenly is anything but normal. And because we don't even know what we don't know, where do we turn to for help or guidance? In Connecting Caregivers, answers to the questions you didn't know you needed to ask, Linda offers information, education, and inspiration from her own experience and from experts whose advice, practical tools, and personal stories will empower and guide you. Make sure to add these inspiring books to your collection today, available on Amazon.com.
So you know what that means. You're supposed to get your pen and paper because we have good stuff to tell you.
I have one good stuff.
Tell us the one good stuff.
All right. On January 6th at 11:15 to 12:15 Eastern Time, Arden Courts presents Conversations with Dr. Tan Cummings virtually. During this webinar, Dr. Cummings will explore signs of memory loss due to the normal aging process and signs of cognitive changes, which could be an early warning sign of dementia. Please go to lindaburhans.com and Linda will send you the link.
Perfect. So 2022, all my support groups are changing. There'll be a support group the first Friday at 11, a journaling workshop the second Thursday at 11, and a support group the third Thursday at 11. I'll be changing all the information on my website in the next couple of days.
Would that be lindaburhans.com?
lindaburhans.com. I will email all my regular participants and the people on my list with the changes. I mentioned this a couple of weeks ago, and I sent out an email to my caregivers, the Area Agency on the Aging. If you contact them, they're giving out 1,000 free Ring video device doorbells for seniors over 60 years old. So if you're interested in that, email me through lindaburhans.com and I will send you the link. I sent it out and I think about 4 or 5 of my caregivers contacted me and said they got them. So that's wonderful for free.
Yeah, you bought one, right?
Yeah, a long time ago. It's a great thing. It's a great thing, especially when I was out of town. Like I said, some guy came measuring my fence, and I could see him through the doorbell.
And I could tell you anytime someone comes to your door, because I get the alerts on my Alexa.
It's good nobody comes in the middle of the night, thank God.
Well, then I'd be worried.
Yes.
Then I'd be worried.
Yes. You know, I was going to say before when the phone was ringing, when you're talking about the, you know, there was a shortage, power shortage.
Yeah.
Well, you got to remember the old days, the Christmas lights, those bulbs.
Yeah.
We didn't have LED bulbs
back then. No, C9s and
those big
C5s.
Bulbs, remember how hot they used to get?
Yeah.
And, I mean, you put them on your tree, you put them around your house.
Yeah.
I mean, back then, your electric bill took a pretty good bump in December.
Yeah. I had a lot of the C5s.
They're like these.
Yeah, they're like those, but they're the old glass ones.
Yeah.
You know, that they were like 40 watts each or something.
They were like fire hazard.
Yeah, I mean, you'd walk by the tree and get a tan for crying out loud.
Every time I would plug the tree in, I would get a shock.
Oh.
Well, because you overloaded the circuit. So you couldn't put two or three. You could put maybe two of those together.
Well, we had one cord.
Well,
That's all my parents had.
Spliced into 10 cords.
And it was the old plugged around one, not the regular one.
Oh, my God. Oh,
I refused to plug one in. Mine's on the timer. I still don't want to plug one in.
When I went to decorate my tree, a whole bunch of the lights were out, so I just shoved them in the middle of the tree and put
ornaments. Yeah.
And then
and added to the cord. But they're LEDs don't take a lot of power. You can put 8. You can't do more because I tried 12 and blew the whole outside.
Yeah. Well, thanks everybody for tuning in today. We'll be back next week on New Year's Eve.
Oh, party time.
It'll be enough for 2021. I'm getting ready for 2022.
It's going to be the year. Jan Moyer told me that's her favorite number, 22, and we're going to have a wonderful
year.
That
works for me. So everybody, enjoy your holiday. Like I say, let go of the expectations. Just chill. It doesn't even really matter what you even eat. I mean, it's nice if you get to eat what you want to eat. But just have some time with your family and have a few laughs and do some reminiscing. Remember, God loves you all the time, and have a delicious day.
And you need a helping hand, and nothing's going right. Close your eyes and think of me, and soon I will.